The President and His Predecessor in Pennsylvania. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That should give you an idea just how close a U.S. Senate race is. President Biden and former President Obama will rally in Philadelphia today. Former President Trump is heading to La Trobe.
Senate candidates Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz are making their final pitches to voters in Pennsylvania.
So we want to get all the good things that we want to accomplish. We got to eliminate the filibuster.
I want to bring balance back into this equation. I want to make sure that the extreme ideas of John Fetterman aren't there.
As both campaigns try to seize momentum, Fetterman is touting an endorsement from Oprah Winfrey.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The Oz campaign says Dr. Oz loves Oprah and respects the fact that they have different politics. Another neck-and-neck race in New York, where Republican Lee Zeldin is trying to unseat Kathy Hochul, the Democratic governor.
It's been more than 20 years since New York had a Republican governor, and the last one, George Pataki, told Fox News Zeldin has the best chance of any Republican since because the issues now are the same, and crime is front and center again.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Daylight is exposing the damage after a series of tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma. Search and rescue teams are looking for people who may be trapped.
Tens of thousands of homes are also without power. The National Weather Service issued tornado warnings stretching from the Dallas-Fort Worth area into neighboring Oklahoma.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. At least one person was killed, more than two dozen others hurt. Dueling displays of military might across the Korean Peninsula. North Korea launched four ballistic missiles today, while the U.S. sent two supersonic bombers over South Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Inflation and crime may drive many voters to the polls on Tuesday, but other issues like abortion and the border are also in play. Fox's Alicia Acuna is in Arizona.
The border issue is front and center in all of the candidates are on the top part of the ticket and when they're speaking to voters here. And I can tell you one of the reasons this last fiscal year, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says Arizona saw the largest amount of weapons and ammunition seized along the U.S. border than any other state. So GOP candidates obviously campaigning on the record number also of illegal immigrant crossings, tying them to the crime and the fentanyl crisis. Republican gubernatorial hopeful Carrie Lake says she will declare an invasion on day one.
Lake is facing Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Help wanted at an abortion clinic in Kansas. The facility is hiring staff and flying in doctors due to an overwhelming demand. Ever since the right to an abortion was overturned by the Supreme Court, the Kansas clinic has been inundated with phone calls. Kansas is one of the few states in the region where abortion remains legal. An unwelcome guest has arrived early.
It appears this flu season is off to an early start, with more than 700 influenza deaths and about 1.6 million flu cases already reported across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports flu numbers are already high in 17 states,
and hospitalization rates haven't been this high since the 2009 swine flu epidemic.
Fox's Rich Dennison. Pfizer says its new COVID vaccine significantly increases virus-fighting antibodies in adults. 1 month after receiving it, people 55 and older had antibody levels 13 times higher than before the extra dose. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.